Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome. I guess I thought we were going to do the Senior Bowl, but we talked, and we're just going to do an impromptu You Got a Minute Fam. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to You Got a Minute Fam podcast. My voice is still not 100%. But
oh my God. What's wrong with your voice?
2 days last week.
What's wrong with your voice? What'd you do?
No, just sinus drainage or whatever.
Sinus drainage. We don't get that, man. No, we don't.
Sinus infection.
You know why your immune system is getting attacked right now? It's because you done betrayed your root.
Why?
It's Black History Month. You out here getting sick. You know why?
I see.
Yeah, you need to get back to your roots.
I see where this is going, sir. Actually, if you really look at the sports news over the last
I'm not falling for it.
It's the WWE. The WWE is in the news in a way that I haven't seen it. So first, they got Monday Night Raw on Netflix. I think it'll totally change the landscape of streaming. Let it have a show that's a sports show on weekly like that. Amazon has Thursday Night Football, but it's not as wide as Netflix.
And the production for Netflix is going to be twice as good. Amazon looked like they just gave a person who's never done production before an infinite budget. This is what we get. Like, hey, I've heard of Kurt Herbstreit before. Hey, you want to come do NFL? Dude, they never did no NFL before. He out here with Al Michaels. This man goes from Lee Corso to Al Michaels. God, Kurt can't get a break, man.
If you got a
grandparent out there and you need them taken care of, get Kurt Herbstreit, man.
And I'm sure WWE will have other content on Netflix too, and it'd be some kind of partnership. But then The Rock is now the chairman of the board of TKO. And lastly,
hold on, real quick, you can answer this.
The Vince McMahon sex scandal came out.
Before we get to the sex scandal, I saw a Black History post with The Rock in it. When did he become Black?
He's half Black.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure.
His dad is Black, Rocky Johnson, and his he don't really claim us though. And
that's what I'm saying. I ain't never seen this man talk about him being Black. I thought the blackest.
I've only heard other people say he was Black.
Yeah, the blackest thing he did besides Jordan Farouk and them was going to Miami.
Yeah, he doesn't play Black, and like his characters aren't Black.
That's what he got Kevin Hart for.
He plays straight characters. They don't have any kind of flavor to him, really, except for the Rock flavor. But like he's in the Black History post and stuff. But he the Samoan culture is where the wrestling comes from and all that. So he's prouder of that than us Negroes.
Just seems
anyway, I don't know how much of it you read or heard about, but it's pretty bad.
That's the understatement of 2024. It is awful. And I ain't even read it. You know why I didn't read it? Because I told myself when I got out of that particular genre of work that I would stop reading legal documents and witness testimonies and this and that, because I don't want to know no more, man. I like not knowing. I know you guys never had to do that for a living and it piques your interest. I don't want to know anymore. I've read too many things that I wish I could take back.
I didn't read the entire finding or the court filing. I did listen to it on a podcast. Someone read several parts of it.
Ugh.
And it's just, we talk about all kinds of abuse and assault and defecation on people to that point, and promising her to other wrestlers as a condition or a reward for them re-signing.
Naming the sex toys after wrestlers. Bro, this is the worst. What are you doing?
It's deviant behavior. And the sad thing is, he did the stuff. Look, imagine what he did. I always said, if he does that on TV, what would he do off TV?
This man, Vince got to be stopped. I thought it was the greatest comeback of all time, only to be done in by just being lazy like this
and not paying.
That's the root of the issue here. is that he was cheap and he was lazy. And I know people be like, well, this is millions of dollars. How is that cheap? Bro, you just got your company just did like a $5 billion deal.
Yeah,
that's a very small percentage that you could have paid this lady. So again, if you owe her $2 million and the entire world has seen that you just did a deal with Netflix for $5 billion, yeah, something's coming out.
Yeah. Or that's not even counting
the merger. Can I say it? This shit gonna hit the fan. What?
Yeah. Oh God. That's no, definitely pun intended. But yeah, and I think he's on a Weinstein list now. All the stuff he said.
Weinstein probably try to distance himself from it.
I mean, yeah. And I got to be other women. He did.
You shit on a woman. You really shit.
That's
on
what
her.
I'm saying. Like during a 3 week, just like ew.
You was like, hey, yo, I'm going to take Weinstein and R. Kelly and make it darker.
Maybe. Fuck, Vince? Maybe he just lost it. He's like 81. Maybe he just lost his
mouth. I met the man before several times when we did security. Yo, what did you do it? And you know what's crazy? I know his diet too, man. That poor lady.
A lot of protein.
Yeah, that poor lady.
I was
hit with bricks.
To me, it's kind of sad because everybody knew he wasn't shit, but we didn't know that he wasn't this level of shit. You know what I mean? You think he's a womanizer? You know, even I mean, I assumed he groped some women, maybe some Donald Trump behavior. All awful, but this level of psychosis to abuse a person like this. Not even to spread it out. Just make one person your slave.
So what was her reasoning to accepting that kind of abuse? Did she feel intimidated? Or
I didn't
get
that part. Their main argument was that she was abused, but I would imagine she feared. He lived in the same complex. Her livelihood, her safety.
There's got to be a limit, man.
She said multiple times. So that right there is enough to fear for your safety.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Which I still never get. I need to read up on it. Is why victims of abuse stay. But there's something, you know, there's something in their brains that won't allow them to go.
No, I get the psychological part and the mental part of it. I just didn't know. Like, because, you know, usually the abuser, there's a cycle to it. Because at some point, She's gonna and again, I hate to say it like this, but at some point they wake up and they realize that this shit ain't right. Like I keep saying shit and want to giggle, but there is a point where they start to realize that this isn't gonna change, and then so they gotta kind of groom them all over again, and you know, kind of get them back into the cycle. So I wanted to know what was the methodology, I guess, would be the right word for it. Yeah. Like, what was his methods to doing that? Was it I'll destroy your career, or was it, again, like you were saying, threats against their life? Was it oh baby, not this? Because in some of the texts that I, like the little bit of things that was shared online that everybody seen publicly, he seemed like giddy about it. It didn't come off aggressive. It seemed like it was some kind of weird ass. Yeah, like fetish he had, and that she was he was on board with it to a point, and then it started getting a little too rough and a little too crazy, and she kind of wanted out, and so she was just kind of, it seemed like she was kind of trying to deflect without hurting his feelings. But I mean, he's pimping her out and all these other things.
That's when I stopped reading some of the texts. I was just like, what is happening here? Why is my childhood the man responsible for more of my childhood and a lot of my adulthood entertainment acting like this?
Yo, my man was like, I just want to see you get impaled by two big black cocks.
Like, come on, man. What's going on? Fascinating.
Yo, man.
I see why we have so few black champions. This
is what happened when you let your kids read Hustler magazine, man. That's not any Playboy behavior. I didn't get. I read Playboy. I didn't read Hustler.
black man have sex is weird.
It's really weird, man.
That's very
it's
weird.
Descriptive.
And it's like really racist because it's, you're saying there's something animalistic about us that we tear it up better. And whether we do or not, I'm not going to say. It's a family podcast, but that doesn't make us animals, damn it.
Oh, man. According to Vincent, dude, shoot.
Evidently. You ever see, were you watching when they made a dude named Saba Simba?
Nah.
There, it was like an African dude. That was like, a, like Shaka Zulu.
Oh, God.
Talk him back to me.
Wait. Saba Simba. Wait, was he the one with the white face paint?
Nah, that's Kamala. Okay. That was another racist one.
All right. Yeah, I remember Kamala. One. That joke was super
Kamala
racist. Could speak.
Kamala was nasty, though. Kamala was kind of sweet with it, though.
I mean, shit on him.
He might have.
I wonder if he got that from Rakesh.
They said that guy is the nicest guy in the world. The guy that was Kamala.
Oh, that's nice.
In real life, they say he was nice. See my voice going out. I thought my voice was ready.
Oh, my God.
So then, too, what do you think about the Super Bowl?
What I think about the Super Bowl, it's too early, man. What is it, Tuesday? It's Monday. I think that, now I will say this. I think that people need to be mindful that a lot of folks who don't know anything about gambling, don't know anything about the NFL, are telling you to take the Chiefs. Because why would the Chiefs be underdogs against the Niners? Be mindful of that. That is my warning to you. You want to catch the right number. I'm going to go with the Niners because I'm a fan, but also because – again, I think that the sharps are on the Niners. That's why you see all this love for the Chiefs coming in, and the line really ain't moving in the direction of the love. Because, again, for as many people that are saying that the Chiefs shouldn't be dogs, why are they still dogs? We ain't seen no – matter of fact, the line went the other way. It went up, and then it went down half a point. I know it takes a lot of money to move a NFL line, but or especially a Super Bowl line, but still, if the heavy spenders were backing the Chiefs, you would know it. And it would have been done early because this is when they have the most value. So I would say be mindful of that. Don't come at me talking about the NFL is rigged. If the Niners win the Super Bowl and they cover, I don't want to hear that nonsense. It's not rigged. It's not rigged at all. It's literally professionals. This is what they do. And if it was a regular season game, I would 100% be telling you that it's a sucker bet to take the Chiefs. But I can't say that because Patrick Mahomes is a god. I don't know what's going on with his daddy. I guess
that's
so weird. Usually it's the son that's a fuck up and not the father. You know, the father's got everything going and the son's a fuck up. But some weird kind of way, the dad's a fuck up.
Two
and
of them. Got his other son is one of
his other son
is his family. With pending legal issues, and you're the greatest quarterback in the world.
That's the most blackest thing about him, though. That's how we know he's really black, because that's some shit that would happen with us.
Yeah, it's real. Well, I kind of saw what his dad was about during the interview. So
wasn't he a pitcher in the 80s? Mm-hmm. He's with the white and them boys, man. You know he wild, man. Let this man do what he do. Man, I agree. The drinking and driving needs to stop. But if he's out here getting lit, and he's doing it in a manner where he's not behind the wheel, let him get lit, man. Them people ain't going to die. They grew up on the real drugs, bro. We can be real about it. Think about them Rick James and all these dudes. Look at Daryl Strawberry and all these guys, man. They ain't never going to die. Let them be happy with life, man. Just stop.
I think everybody's leaving him alone till this. Smoking on the Joe Burrow pack.
Homeboy got. 3 DWIs in 3 months or some shit like that?
I know he got 3. I know it ain't. In Texas, I think you're supposed to automatically get a certain amount of years after 3.
I can tell you right now, if it was the Commonwealth, they don't give a damn about your Mahomes. You gone.
Yeah, yeah.
That Commonwealth is savage.
So I don't have a feel for the game. I know y'all are better, but I know they know how to win.
Yeah.
So and they also
know how to win too, apparently.
Not Super Bowls.
Oh God, here we go. Yes, Kyle.
I'm not trying to be funny.
No, I know.
Y'all always come up short.
Kyle is the new age Andy, damn it. It's gonna happen eventually. Just get lucky.
Y'all should be better than them. But your defense didn't even look good last game.
Yeah, we didn't. But hopefully, we make it a passing game, and that plays into our defense's favor, and we can get a lot of Nick Bosa on Juwan Man Taylor, and I like that matchup.
Yeah, that I'm worried about that too. I think that the mistakes and just the line in general. Now, we all know what Mahomes can do, but this seems like a game where Bosa could eat. They're pretty strong up the middle, so I don't think Armstead and Hartgrove are going to do much, but yeah. I think Bosa really could eat. And it's weird because they have Rice. We don't know what Kelce has, not really.
I mean,
unless he was just saving it all up. He looked good, but
I'll say this. We're going to play zone. We're going to play a lot of zone. When in my study of the Chiefs, and I could obviously be wrong, but I think the majority of the time when Kelce and Mahomes see zone, Kelce sits a lot. He'll find the soft spot and just turn around. He more than likely isn't going to go towards the middle of the field because that's the danger area because Fred Warner is an athlete. I think they stay away from him, and we see Kelce a little bit more outside the hashes than normal, trying to get matched up against our safeties and stuff. I don't know if we're going to come out of that too much, and I think that's going to be an issue because Andy's still an innovator. Like, we should anticipate there are wrinkles galore to this fucking team that we haven't seen because – again, what did they do last year in the Super Bowl? Two wrinkles that came from a Week 5 matchup against the fucking Jaguars, man. There's no safe space. There's no safe space when you're playing this team. So I think Kyle and them do a good job of being prepared, but we don't show a lot of wrinkles ourselves defensively. Offensively, we do. We don't show a lot of wrinkles defensively. And you just can't go against a team like – you can't go against a group like Patty, Andy, and these guys over in Kansas City and think that you're going to enforce your will against them. Because I think that's what the Ravens did. I think the Ravens thought they could just impose their will and the Chiefs would end up, you know, falling into what everybody else has done against them. But the Chiefs said, nah, we're going to run the ball even when it don't work. We're going to still run the ball just to keep you on your heels. We're gonna play a clock controlling game and make it short yardage, yada yada yada. And the Ravens never made any adjustment. I can see them doing that to us in a sense. But again, like you said, the X factor really is going to be their offensive line against our defensive front.
I think too, on the other side, I think that secondary is the most underrated part of the team. Everybody says Chris Jones. Trent, what's his last name from Washington?
McDuffie, is it? Is it McDuffie?
McDuffie.
McDuffie. I like him,
but it's something like I can't pronounce. I'm getting tongue tied on. But he has been. No one's been talking about him.
Bro, I liked him in the draft, though. I liked him in the draft. He was just kind of small. I think he was like 5'9", 5'10". Like he won a big.
But that was a good. No, he's not. That was a good cornerback draft, if I remember. Is it McDuffie?
Yeah, McDuffie.
And then Snead. And we know what Snead can do, but they're both playing so well. And of course, you got defensive line. And so and they make plays too. So I worry about Purdy having one of those games where he makes a couple mistakes. He's weird in a way that he's a limited quarterback that's a risk taker.
Well, I mean,
maybe he's not as limited as he seems, but
he's willing to believe in the system. I'm going to throw this ball here because that's where this guy's going to be, and he's going to make a play. And you know, some people might call that lucky. I think it's some of it's just confidence, and another portion of it is just I don't care. Like, this is the system, this is what it calls for, and I'm going to throw it on time. And my guy's going to make a play. I worry about the batted balls. That's an issue. The batted balls is an issue. He's got to fix that.
But he'll do it outside the pocket, too. That's more what I was talking about. A lot of times he'll the movement within the pocket
Brock Young, baby. Scoop.
Yeah, it's that it's that new age moving within the pocket where you'll take a whole stride or run in the pocket and find somebody or find a crevice, and he'll scramble. So sometimes it goes well. Sometimes that you just hold your breath because you don't know what's going to happen.
I hold my breath most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick, I'm not going to bet against.
It's Monday, man.
Well, basically, I think San Francisco is going to win. I believe it now. Don't bet against Mahomes just to be safe. Just don't do it. Just be safe with it, you know?
I mean, hey, look, I tried my hand at putting Tom Brady down for what, 3-4 years? I think I wrote him off a couple years too early. But eventually, it paid out for me. I wouldn't recommend doing that against a young man in his prom, though. and then the wild part is, remember last year I was hype on the Chiefs. I said the Chiefs would beat the Eagles, and I put my money where my mouth was. And now I think my fandom's kicked in, and I just got a little too much pride, and I'm like, you know what? I can't do it, man. So if I wasn't a fan, I probably would be leaning to the Chiefs if I didn't know any better. And like I said, I'm telling you, the way this is setting up. People going to say it's a conspiracy, but it's not. They're literally telling you with the money where you need to bet. What you do with that is what you do with it. Don't come back to me and say it's rigged. If you bet the damn Chiefs and they don't win, I'm just letting you know.
Have you heard that the Fox News crowd, MAGA, they think there's a conspiracy? It's a psyop that Taylor Swift is trying to influence NFL fans. And then when she gets that audience, she's going to endorse Joe Biden. Had you heard that?
why are they so concerned? I thought all the MAGA people stopped watching the NFL because it was too
political. That's a very good point. I'm like, how can you turn? Man, first of all, he endorsed Biden last time. I don't think celebrity endorsements matter anyway. Does she have that many more fans than 4 years ago?
I don't know.
Are there new Taylor Swift fans? She's been big for a while.
I don't know, but
Kelly Clarkson.
But I do feel bad for Taylor. She caught another stray from the black community for no reason other than the fact that the Grammys are racist. So, but what's the point of you? No, for real. Let's discuss that for a second though. What's the point of coming up on these pro-white platforms and complaining about being mistreated? At some point, just accept it for what it is and just not even try anymore. Like, decline. You're asking for admiration from people who are like, they're clearly biased. It doesn't make sense.
Have been very good to us though over the years. I don't know. Maybe I haven't checked it since. Like,
the one person that they not get to is arguably one of the most famous of us all in Beyonce. She can't, like, yo, that
they
don't
did,
make
they no did sense. Right by Michael, so I don't care. Mike,
you know why they did right by Michael? Because he transitioned. Well,
he was black for half of
him. He was black for half
she,
of
Beyonce
him.
Beyonce lighter than she used to be. Beyonce a lot lighter than she.
Nah, I had to mention that. Yo, my man Jay Z got out of character. I was like,
he really did.
You sounded like a polite Kanye.
I get nervous. I started telling the truth. It is very weird. And then I didn't realize Taylor Swift had the most. It's like, now I could be very objective about music, very, and I like pop music. I like R&B, and I like all kinds of music.
Yeah,
there ain't no way.
Ain't no way
that. Beyonce album never beat a Taylor Swift.
I don't
album.
Even like Beyonce, and it don't make no sense. Fan, like, it don't make no sense.
Beyonce is very
talented. She can't.
I would say that Beyonce has a much better voice, and Beyonce is not a great singer.
Yeah. And influence wise, I would say they're both icons in their generation.
Yeah, I think so too.
So that doesn't.
I mean, yeah, Beyonce was bigger. Yeah.
Yeah. Like for Beyonce's generation, because I don't think they're the same. Obviously, they're not the same generation.
No.
But Beyonce's time as Taylor Swift of her generation, she still didn't win one. That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
That don't make no
sense. And I don't see. And I'm trying to be is not, I mean, I don't know. We don't have Swifties listening anyway. But I don't see it personally because I'm not a girl. But a lot of her songs, from what the women I talk to, speak to the struggle of women. So it's kind of, it's like Oprah as a singer. So that's what I just came up with. So that's the connection she has with them. Oprah had a strong connection. And so then the women share it with their daughters that originally went up with her and all this crap. But that's enough about them. What's the over under for Travis Kelce catches?
Over under for Travis Kelce catches, I would probably say if you can get a solid number at six, I think that's another thing we got to tell people. I don't think you're getting whole numbers. You're going to get the halves. You're going to get them hooks. I would say it's probably like 6.5. I'm going to check right now for you. But it's probably at 6.5. Man, there are so many props for the Super Bowl. Jeez.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's probably like 10 Taylor Swift props. Oh, my
God. All right, let me see where my reception is at. Just give me a couple of seconds here. Receptions. And you said Travis Kelce, 6.5. And that's -150.
That's what I would have thought.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's some Taylor Swift props. She's going to come out of front. Oh, will he propose? That would be so Disney if he proposed after the game.
It's that only Disney, like Disney if he gets the game winning catch and he proposes.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. It got to be super saccharine. You're right. It may be a direct-to-video movie would have not had the game winning catch. But yeah, didn't that dude from Boise State do that one time? You remember that?
Yeah, they actually have a couple kids together. He's a coach now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Life comes at you fast.
Yep, but yeah, I saw that on one of the last telecasts they had. It's kind of weird. I said telecast. Good God!
Wow, that was short age. What do you think of this whole Cliff Kings? What do you think of what's going on in Washington?
That's a great question.
Dan Quinn clearly wasn't the first choice. Before he put that bad taste in my mouth, pause of the game against Green Bay. I mean, I think I always thought he was a good coach. I still think he's a good coach. He was great for our defense. And given the way McCarthy does things, he had total control of that side. I thought he was good in Atlanta, but he just is broken after that Super Bowl. But I think they're getting a good coach, but it's such a uninspired hire.
And I hear people say that, and I always raise the question of, what does that mean as a commander? Uninspired. Who are you to use that terminology? Like, seriously.
That's not what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, because this has also Ben Johnson. Who are you to turn down an NFL job and say somebody is a group of basketball guys? Bro, you are in Detroit. Detroit. Come on, man. Detroit. Do you know their history? Do you know their history? Who are you to talk down on any other franchise and look down on any other job? Just humble yourself, decline, say you're not ready, you don't want to, yada, yada, yada. But don't be a jerk about it if any of that is true. And in the same breath, Commander fans, you should be happy to get a Dan fucking Quinn. Are you kidding me? You're a losing franchise. Everything about you sucks. Your uniforms suck. Your mascot sucks. Your band sucks. Your stadium, your field, your parking, your concessions, all of it sucks. And we ain't even getting to the players yet. Your training staff sucks. It all sucks. And Dan Quinn, for what it's worth, is the best thing to happen to you in over a decade. In over a decade. And all I'm hearing from people is this is an uninspiring hire. You pompous bastards. What are you talking about right now?
What do they expect to get is a question.
Exactly. What do you expect?
It's not a great job.
Yeah.
The best thing about the whole franchise is the second pick. They had the second pick. That's the best thing about the franchise.
The cap space.
And yeah, cap space, yes. But they don't have a quarterback. The defense is almost a total rehaul. You got, what, one standout player? Let's not forget the lineman on offense. That's probably getting sick of that.
Bro, there are people on our, not our Twitter handle, but my work's Twitter handle, who were saying, oh, we got Adam Peters. Yeah, from the Niners. The same guys that traded all those picks for Trey Lance. The same team is in the fucking Super Bowl? What are you talking about? Like, what are y'all complaining about? You know, I used to think that y'all were being mean, but now that I have to work hand in hand with these people, you guys are exactly right. This franchise deserves everything that comes to them. That's
everything. Moving.
Everything. They're ungrateful.
They're delusional. They still act like it's the 90s. They still act like Joe Gibbs is coaching.
Oh, God.
Joe Gibbs. I'm so sick
of hearing about him.
Because they didn't know how many timeouts they had. Like, at some point, like, if we were still talking about Tom Landry, something's wrong. You never hear us talk about Tom Landry.
I swear to God, I ain't never heard nobody talk about 80 old coach, man. Like, and we don't bring up Bill Walsh. Y'all don't bring up Jimmy Johnson. I mean, occasionally a Steeler fan will mention Bill Cowher, but they've only, like I told Ben, you've only had two coaches in your entire existence. So I forgive you, but you never hear Dolphin fans talk about Shula.
You don't hear Bears
fans talk about Ditka. Like, we don't hear any of that crap anymore, man. And they are still the only fucking franchise. Joe Gibbs, bro. The same guy that got so tired of y'all, he just went and did racing. I don't even know why he came back.
That's a good question. So you went to the Senior Bowl. You went to the Senior Bowl.
That was great.
Who was the coolest person you met or you saw?
The coolest person I met and saw, I'll give a personal shout out to my boy Willie Drew from Virginia State, just because he's a D2 athlete. I think he either set a record or was one of the best corners in Division II. I think he had 11 interceptions or something last year, came by way of JMU. Just cool to see somebody like have that kind of confidence to come out and want to prove a point and hold his own for what it's worth. I think he's got a good chance to make a roster just off his measurements. I'm pretty sure it's going to hinge on his 40 time because he didn't look that fast out there against some of these other guys. But one of those other guys was a dude that was running 22 miles an hour, and that roughly boils down to like high 4.3. So I don't think a lot of people can keep up with that. But he was tough against the run, and he was physical, man. And I think that's going to help him go a long way. My funniest moment was the staff members that they had out there helping the quarterbacks could not catch to save their life. And Michael Penix got to the point where he got so tired of the dude dropping the ball because they're trying to build a rhythm and get warmed up. He made the guy go over to get gloves, and the guy was still dropping the passes. So Penix started catching them one-handed with his right hand, and everybody's like oohing and on. And I got to say something. So I was like, hey, Michael, you keep that up, they'll make you move the receiver. And he bust out laughing, so that was a good moment. And then my favorite moment was me representing IBN to the max, even though I had on ESPN stuff, as I'm sitting on the side with all the scouts. And apparently Jerry Jones was three seats above me. I didn't even know that. Drew Rosenhaus is over there and Mike Tomlin, all these NFL bigwigs. We're clearly on the wrong side of the field. But in the most Forrest Gump way, we're just walking around and the lady let me through the gate. Looked at my credentials, was like, you can come through. So I'm on the side, the NFL side, and I'm sitting down in the very front watching people warm up and practice, and the dudes is hyping up Penix, and I couldn't help myself. I had to ask him, what was he watching? The guy was 0-6 the entire time. There was nothing good about anything he was doing, and I was like, what is all this positivity? He sucks. I was like, he's sucking today. He's the worst quarterback out here. And he's sitting there trying to convince the people that they need to have him high up on the draft board. And I think it was the Titans guy. I don't even remember. But either way, we kind of had words. And then they were like, hey.
There you go. That was the argument.
They was like, hey, wait, what team you with? And I was like, team. And they was like, get your ass out of here. I was cool with it. Like, I wasn't like a jerk, obviously, because I don't want to lose my credential at all. But I told him, I was like, hey, the lady let me over here. I was just, I ain't sneak in.
If you kept your mouth shut, you'd have been all right.
I really feel bad because that lady won at her post the next day, man. I probably got her fired.
Oh, my God. Black lady or white lady?
It was a black lady, man. I'm sorry.
During Black History, you got a sister fired.
Well, yeah, it was after. It was February, like, 1st, too. Dang, bro. You're right.
That's terrible. That's a poor start to the second month. Let's talk about on the way out, because I'm getting tired because I'm old. Let's talk about the second month phenomenon in our fourth year, I believe. Why do you think people like it so much?
Because they like the attention.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
I mean, that's what it is. They like the attention. So I just want to put out a PSA that, yes, I work for a media company now, and I'm an ESPN affiliate. You can't tag me in these things anymore, man. And if you do tag me, don't expect me to comment, because I can't. All it takes is one screenshot of one of these crazy conversations we'd have had in IBM that predates my, or not even predates, that comes after I got hired, and it'd be an issue. So, yeah, I'm not going to give anybody any bait. You guys already know how I feel based on my two previous years of participation. Salam Aleika. Did I say that right?
And it's Assalam Aleika.
Yeah, whatever.
I at least said it the black way. I don't think I said it the Muslim way. But and so that means Megan is safe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I got something for her.
I didn't say all that.
But one way or the other, either I'm going to kick her out on Valentine's Day, or one idea I got is we're going to reenact the phone call with Jonathan Majors and his girlfriend. She said she would do it, but I think she might back out. I think she might. Not even on camera. You know, we could just do a recording or whatever. So I got Jonathan Majors down. I'm ready.
You know what you got to do, right, if she don't act right? You know what you got to do, right?
What you got to do? Run away? No, like Jonathan
gotta,
Majors?
No. You got to shit on her.
Oh, God.
All right, we got to end on that one.
as much as I've been inspired.
Just not a black, that's not a black thing to do, man.
No. As much as I've been inspired by Vince McMahon, as far as what he built, bro, you just ruined everything. A lot of IBN, IBS is based on Vince McMahon teachings, man.
This is your Kanye moment. Remember when I went through the stuff?
Yeah,
with Kanye? I branded myself as IBS Jesus, and then he comes out and he's like, "I hate Jews." Whoa, buddy. Whoa.
I got shitting on women, so I don't know who I can find now. I might do Roman Reigns. I don't know. I'm at a loss. But you know, what you got going on in all of your various jobs and things and all that?
I cleared the first wall for NFL media, so I'm allowed to apply to their like big events, like the Pro Bowl, the Super Bowl, and the NFL Combine. So obviously missed the deadline I missed the deadline for the Super Bowl. Would never go to the Pro Bowl since it's not in Honolulu and they don't even play anymore. So I applied to go to the Combine. We'll see how that goes if I am approved. I did put the Cowboys and Commanders down because we do cover some Commander stuff. But I think the biggest news is that people should know is that next year I'm basically going to follow the Cowboys around all season. I don't know what our relationship was with them before. I don't think we had much of one, but I'm going to go to every Cowboy game I can go to, and there'll be some home games where I fly out to Dallas and go to some of those games as well. I've reached out to their media people. I plan on going to their camp if they'll, you know, clear my credential for that. Nice. So I'm essentially going to be a Cowboy insider, which is disgusting. But it's part of the job.
You gotta do.
Yeah. And if for some reason they're not supportive or they feel like we're not up to their standard, I'm going to try to switch the station to the Ravens. That would be the only big news. But I will be on the scene for a lot of NFL action next year in person, and hoping that I can, you know, provide as much information and like cool things for the group, obviously, because again, wherever I go, take these losers with me, unfortunately.
I just got some good news. I got a setup for Ryan to kick him out, and it's real close. I think we're gonna enjoy it.
I'm gonna let Ryan get kicked out, and then while everybody's like eating it up, I'm gonna kick Megan out on the sly.
I'm always aware where Megan is.
Oh my god,
as creepy as that is.
That's so creepy.
It's consensual.
fence.
Man,
Megan wouldn't turn on me, damn it.
The thoughts and views of RC Carlton. RC Carlton's alone. Where's the board at? We were supposed to have voted you out. We were supposed to have voted you out 2 years ago.
My NDAs, baby. My NDA is locked tight and I pay. I pay. There's only one person that could come back to bite me. Only one person. And it was nothing inappropriate. I just was a real asshole. Weird. Like, so mean, unspeakably mean. But other than that, you know, it wouldn't be anything sexual, but unspeakably cruel. So on that note, please rate and support the brand and the podcast. Rate and subscribe. And just follow all our stuff. Follow all the stuff Aunt Allen's doing for ESPN. I'm going to try to do some WrestleMania coverage and some following what's going on and maybe some movie stuff too if I can get my schedule down. For the commish and Actively Lazy, asking you, got a minute, fam?
Free Eric Bieniemy.
I meant to talk about that.